This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition number 2066, recorded on Thursday the 20th of June 2019. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part by my colleague
Sarah Lomax.
We have our usual mix of items, with news from the Norwich Evening News, letters to the paper, and our first feature. This feature has Derek James musing on the possibility of a Grade 2 listed building becoming a hotel again. This Chatterbox recording will be followed directly by the summer 2019 edition of Norwich Citizen. And this week we also welcome two new listeners, Wendy Pugh from Honing and Janice Hale from Flawden. Welcome to you both. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. We start with some news about our local schools. We hear of pupils showing their artistic flair, pupils learning about the city's history of welcoming strangers, and some having hands-on experience with sheep. We also learn that Norfolk County Council is providing funds to create extra school places for children with special needs and disabilities. And finally, we have news of the launch of the EDP's Stars of Norfolk and Waveney Awards.
Pupils at St Michael's Junior School in Beauthorpe took part in workshops with urban sketchers, an illustrator and a ceramics maker to inform their whole school exhibition, comprising more than 400 pieces. Parents and members of the community were invited to view the exhibition at the Astley Road School on June the 5th and 6th. Assistant head teacher Ollie Bennison said the exhibition would be the first in a series of activities designed to share pupils' work with the wider community, including a series of Shakespeare performances later this summer. Following the successful art exhibition, the school has also revealed that four of its pupils have been shortlisted for the Royal Academy of the Arts Summer Exhibition 2019, with two-year, three pupils having their work selected for the Academy's online exhibition.
School children in the county have been finding out about a cultural patchwork during a special event. Norfolk Welcomes, now in its second year, aims to teach children about Norfolk and Norwich's rich history in offering sanctuary to people from abroad. More than 60 schools, mostly in Norwich, took part in the Day of Learning yesterday. Lesson plans and assemblies were prepared for the day on the theme of sanctuary and welcoming, with this year's focus on the strangers who came to Norfolk from the Low Countries in the 1500s. Pupils from two participating schools, Avenue Junior and Helsden High, have teamed up to create a giant wall hanging on the theme of sanctuary, which will go on display in Norwich for Refugee Week, which runs from June the 17th to the 23rd. Jake Rose Brown, PSHE lead at Avenue Junior and Norwich Schools of Sanctuary lead, said the research for Norfolk Welcomes was primarily done by volunteers, including parents and school staff. "It looks completely different in each school," he said. "We're trying to make the connection between the seeking of sanctuary that children see pictures of but perhaps don't understand. It's about helping them to empathise with these people."
Four sheep have taken up residence at Norwich High School for Girls for the summer to further the students' education in agriculture and animal husbandry. The rams, named Tiny Tim, Radar, Zach and Pookie, named after Norwich City's Finnish striker, are living in the school's Dingley Dell field next to its heritage orchard for the summer term. Feeding and petting drop-in sessions are taking place each day, with talks on farming and veterinary science also available for students to sign up to. The idea came following a conversation between Norwich High School for Girls headmistress Kirsty von Millay and parent and farmer Bob Purser at last year's Royal Norfolk Show, after which Mr. Purser agreed to loan the school some of his Wensleydale sheep for a term. And the association is due to come full circle at this year's Royal Norfolk Show, with four Norwich High School students aged 5 to 17 being taught how to handle sheep in order to show the foursome at the event next week. Mrs. Von Millay said that given the prominence of agricultural life and work in Norfolk, it felt pertinent to give the students a chance to experience it. She said, "There is an extraordinary number of aspiring vets at Norwich High. The sheep provide an opportunity to teach our girls about veterinary science and animal husbandry. We have, for example, held a session where the girls were taught to tip the sheep in order to inspect what lies beneath. This was harder than expected. In addition, the animals provide development opportunities for girls who lead on feeding sessions and teach younger girls what they know. Norwich High alumni have even returned to the school, excited to lead on the vet sessions with the senior school girls. The rams are not the first animals which Norwich High School has welcomed this year. Casper, the school dog, joined the school earlier in the academic year and has proved very popular. Animal contact has reportedly had a positive impact on the well-being of students and staff."
Norfolk County Council is spending £120 million to create more than 500 extra school places for children with special needs and disabilities. Around 21,000 children in Norfolk have special educational needs or disabilities, and that number is increasing. Part of the County Council's strategy is to create 10 new specialist resource bases within existing schools to provide up to 170 new spaces. Primary and secondary schools are being invited to bid to host one of the bases. With the need for places for children with autism particularly pressing, the council wants to create 20 extra secondary places in each of the eastern, western and southern parts of the county. The council is also looking to create 10 primary places for youngsters with autism in each of the western and southern parts of the county, as well as in Breckland. This is as well as a new 90-place school for autistic children in the north of the county. Bids are also being sought from schools to create more than 50 new places for children with social, emotional and mental difficulties. Protesters last month took to the streets of Norwich to call on the government to address the national crisis in special educational needs funding.
The EDP Stars of Norfolk and Waveney Awards are back, and they are set to be an unforgettable evening, as always. The celebration highlights those often unseen acts of kindness, bravery and selflessness that make our community so special. And from today, we want your nominations. This year's awards, held in partnership with Open Norwich Youth Trust for the very first time, will again reward those deserving from Norfolk and Waveney who go the extra mile. As the annual celebration is launched for its seventh year, EDP and Norwich Evening News editor David Powells said, "These awards remain one of the highlights of the Norfolk calendar, and I'm delighted that this year we have Open Norwich Youth Trust on board to work with us on them. All shortlisted nominees will be invited to the ceremony held at the Open Norwich on Bank Plain on Thursday, December the 5th, and hosted by BBC Radio Norfolk's Nick Conrad."